Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
I'd like to say a huge thanks to Absolute Collagen for supporting this episode of Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. Did you know that Absolute Collagen is the most concentrated liquid marine collagen on the market and can help you feel your absolute best every day? People who regularly take the sachets notice an improvement in skin hydration, their hair looks glossier, they have stronger nails, and they feel less tired and fatigued. With feedback like that, what is not to love?
Hello and welcome to this episode of Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. I'm Jolie Walker, Grazia's Head of Beauty, and in this podcast, beauty experts, influencers, and celebrities share their five best beauty and well-being tips. From makeup to haircare, skincare to self-care, we get all of the top tips, stellar advice, and inspiring stories too. Subscribe now so you don't miss a thing. So, today's guest is Jess Hunt, Instagram sensation and founder of Revive Beauty. Jess tells us about her obsession with fragrance.
There's just so many amazing scent brands. I'm just a sucker every single time I go past a store with candles or perfumes or anything like that.
Gives us her top hair care tips.
And yeah, so I definitely feel like taking care of your hair and doing less will definitely give you a much healthier hair. And yeah, it kind of helps. I found it helped with growth as well. So yeah, less is definitely more.
And reminds us that SPF is a non-negotiable.
I obviously put it on, but I don't feel like I'm wearing it. And that was one thing that always put me off before, is when my face felt like it was wearing a lot of product. I like my makeup to feel weightless, and included my skincare also.
So here she is. Hello and welcome, Jess. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Where are you now?
So I'm actually currently in Manchester. That is where my brand Refi is based. And we've actually just moved into our brand new offices. So it's really exciting. Myself and the team are just excited to be here. So we're all settling in and just having some really exciting meetings today.
Oh, that's huge. How exciting. Well, thank you for taking the time out to come onto the podcast. And yeah, I'm very, very excited to chat with you today and just get all of your best beauty advice, as well as your favorite products, which, yeah, you know, no doubt you've got tons. But before we jump into that, I just wanted to kind of talk about your beauty routine in general. Are you quite good at keeping things streamlined? Do you go all out with testing new products? What's your kind of vibe?
I feel like, to be honest, I think ever since I started using makeup, even till now, and now having the brand, or the makeup brand Refi that I have, I feel like my makeup style has never really changed. It's always been quite minimal, very easy to do, and kind of just embracing you. So that's always kind of been my style from the very beginning. Of course, I'm always open to trying new products, especially when I see some really cool things on TikTok. I'm always wanting to get them, find them, try them out. And of course, it's just amazing research as well for me, because I'm always thinking with that side of things also of how can I create innovative, amazing products. So it's really fun trying out some new things.
I bet. And so did you launch your brand? Was it back in 2020 now?
Yes, that was correct. So it was November 2020. Yeah, it feels like it's been a whirlwind ever since then, but it's been incredible.
I bet. And what is your kind of proudest moment, which is probably quite hard to choose, but what is your proudest moment from launching your own brand, which is absolutely incredible? And the products have gone on to such a huge success. I love them. I know my friends love them. In fact, my friend Paige, if you're listening, Paige, is obsessed
Paige.
With them. So she'll like the shout out. But yeah, what would you say that your proudest moment is?
Oh, that's really kind of you to say. Thank you. As you said, a proudest moment probably was a really hard one. But I think for me, just it sounds so cliche, but just actually creating products that people love. I think I just get equally as nervous every single launch, and the fact that people support the brand, try the products, and if they like them, including Paige, that makes me so, so happy. So thank you so much. But yeah, even our brand was able to launch into some of my favorite ever retailers like Selfridges and Sephora. So that was just probably some one of my most memorable moments, having those big retailers get in touch and to be able to see the products in store. That's definitely still a pinching moment, even to this
day. That is huge. And it must be like such an incredible feeling to like go and see them, you know, on a shop floor or on the website. It must be, yeah, pretty special.
Absolutely. No, definitely. It never gets old. I feel like I'm such a proud mum. Every time I go in there, I'm like hovering around, just seeing if anyone's looking at the products. I'm like jumping in, being the embarrassing mum, like, hi, can I help you?
Love it. Honestly, love it.
Some of the people that work in the stores as well are like, are you okay? Is there any reason you're just like wiping down the stand? I'm like, oh no, it's fine. I'm not a crazy lady, I promise.
Yeah, just there with your feather duster.
Exactly.
Sorting things out. Like it. Yeah. Oh, well, brilliant, Jess. And let's jump into your five pieces of advice then. And we can kick things off with makeup, obviously. So tell me, what is the best piece of makeup advice that you have ever been given or that you have to give?
I think it's kind of one, it's quite obvious even with like Refi, the brand ethos, but the person that introduced me to makeup was my grandma. Like, she was so big on always looking nice and wearing makeup, and just, I remember she would always do my makeup, and when she was doing my makeup, she'd always like explain how to use different products. But one thing she would always say to me is like, you're so naturally beautiful, and just always embrace you and don't try and change you. And I know that's obviously, my grandma's always going to be my biggest fan, and that's such like a cliche thing to say, but I don't know. I think that always stuck with me. And I remember even if my mum was getting ready, I'd then say the same things to her. So it's just been something that has stuck with me. And obviously now I've gone on to be a massive lover of makeup. And as I mentioned before, having Refi as a brand. And as I said, one of our biggest ethoses is the fact that we just want everyone to embrace their natural beauty, feel like their most confident selves, and makeup's about enhancing you and feeling amazing and not changing how you look.
Totally. And what are your kind of go-to, you know, routine? If you were only using three products to do that, what would you choose?
So I feel like I've always had quite stripped back makeup anyway, but I feel like as of late, it's almost been even more. Maybe I'm lazier, I'm not too sure, but I think for me, it's always a brow. I always have to have a brow on. So I always go in with the Refi Brow Sculpt. I think another one for me is I have lip balms, honestly, everywhere. Like, I have them in the house, in every bag I own, basically. So definitely a lip balm. Obviously, I'm going to talk about Refi, but the Refi lip gloss is also a lip balm. So it's just incredible for that gorgeous look, but also a really nice hydrated lip. And then finally, I think maybe, do you know what, an eyelash curler? I actually love, I think that gets underestimated way too much. I think a brow, a little bit of a curl of the eyelash, and I look awake.
I have LVL done as well, when it just opens your eyes up, and it, like, you've had loads of sleep, even if you haven't had any.
It's so true, honestly. It's like, it's a game changer.
I'm with you. And okay, we need to talk about brows more then. Obviously, brows, your thing. The first product, is that right, that you launched was the brow kit? Yeah. So tell us how you style your brows, and basically any brow tips. I need all of your brow tips.
Of course. So I do think my brow style, it isn't for everyone. I know that. I do love that bushy brushed up brow. So that's why we created the Brow Sculpt. It originated from wanting that style and I wasn't able to achieve it. So anyway, the Brow Sculpt has gone on to be obviously a favorite of mine, but so many others, which is just crazy. And it's just so incredible for going in and brushing up the brow hairs and holding them there all day, which is the amazing part. I feel like a brow tip, what would that be? Again, I think it's just kind of working with what you've got. I think for so long, I think I just thought, oh gosh, like I need to have, I've always had quite large brows, like smaller brows, and I would try and pluck them too much. But I feel like now everyone's kind of in this space, and I know I am, of just embracing what you've got. So say if you do have smaller brows or thinner brows or bigger brows, just embrace it and go with it. Not everyone needs to have the same style. So I love, especially having Refi and the brow products that we do, I just love seeing how people use them. And even like my mum, she uses the collection in such a different way to what I do. And I just love seeing the results that everybody can create.
And everyone has their own style and their own look. Like you say, it'd be pretty boring if we all look the same.
Exactly. Imagine if we all look the same. It'd be boring.
Yeah, so that must be an amazing thing to see. Totally. I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah, I could talk about brows all day. But yeah, good tips. And let's go on to skincare then. What is your best piece of skincare advice?
I think this is one that we're all so much more aware of now as well, is I will not go anywhere any time of the year without SPF. It's just become, I don't think I realized a couple of years ago how important it was. And as I said, I think everyone's way more aware now, has so much more knowledge on why we need SPF. I think I always thought it was just for the sun. Of course, it is just protecting your skin from just life, basically. It's so important. So that's definitely a staple in my skincare routine. I like to keep my skincare really simple. I think I'm one of those that I just think if it's working, don't mess with it. So just keep it super simple. But SPF for me is a must have always.
100%. And what are your kind of favorite formulas? Do you think you found like the one?
To be honest with you, in terms of SPF, I've found one and I've never budged from it ever since. So it's the SkinCeuticals one. And I believe it's factor 50. It's really nice and sheer. And I actually think it gives such a nice glow to the skin. And I'm all about that glowy skin. So it works really well in my routine.
I absolutely love that one. Is it the UV Advanced Brightening one?
Yes, exactly that one. It's the best.
It's the best. I was recently in America. I used it every day. James tried to steal it. I was having none of it. It's so good. And like you say, it's so lightweight. It sits really nicely under makeup.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I just actually feel, I obviously put it on, but I don't feel like I'm wearing it. And that was one thing that always put me off before, is when my face felt like it was wearing a lot of product. I like my makeup to feel weightless and included my skincare also.
Yeah, like you're not wearing loads of layers. And the old school SPFs that gave that kind of greasy finish, or they felt like a chore. Whereas I feel like these new wave SPFs just feel like a nice step in your skincare routine that give your skin moisture. I mean, I don't even always use a moisturizer. I'll just use a serum and an SPF, especially when it's super hot.
No, that's so good. And I see now, I do need to try some out. But a lot of people that I've been speaking to lately, everyone's using products where it's a moisturizer and an SPF. And I just think that's so great, because now there is no excuses for not wearing SPF.
SPF, guys, always, mm-hmm. All day, every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how about the other products in your skincare routine? You said you like to keep things quite simple, but do you have any kind of hero fail-safe products that you go back to time and time again and you just know really work?
Yeah, so I think for me, it's my under eye cream. So I've been using this under eye cream now, I would say, ever since it came out. I was very fortunate to be sent it when it launched. It's from Ren, and it's the under eye brightening eye cream. And honestly, it's like an instant brightness to the under eye. I just think it's incredible. I don't know what's in it. It's just honestly magic. And it feels really great on the skin. It's a really simple step in my routine. So yeah, cannot go without that.
I mean, a magic eye cream is basically what we all need in our lives.
Honestly, if you haven't tried it, I highly recommend it. And I'm not really someone who tries out many eye creams. I kind of just, like I said to you before, I kind of just stick to what I know. But trying that, I was obsessed. So definitely give it a go.
You were sold. And when you find that like one product and you're like, so...
Oh, I tell everyone.
Yeah,
exactly. Honestly, I'm like... Guys, let me just let you in on this huge secret you need to know. I just tell everyone.
And we will be right back after this little aside on our series partner, Absolute Collagen. With tons of benefit, it is no wonder thousands of people swear by this award-winning liquid formula. Did you know that our natural collagen bank starts to decline from about the age of 25, which can lead to hair thinning and more prominent fine lines? Absolute Collagen offers a natural way to boost your own body's production of collagen, helping to support and maintain you from top to toe, including skin hydration, glossier hair, and stronger nails. All the ways you can take it, liquid collagen is known as the best way for our bodies to absorb collagen. We can absorb an amazing 90 to 95% of each sachet, which is far superior to collagen pills and is 100% natural. Just another reason why it's such a popular addition to so many people's beauty regimes. Okay, so we are back and let's go on to number three, which is hair care. So what is your best piece of hair care advice?
I feel like all my advice is just so simple, but I honestly have learned probably more so lately, but less is definitely more. I think I was always so guilty of trying all these different hair care products and always putting so much heat on my hair, always tying it up so tightly. And I think do you know what? I think it was maybe the time during the pandemic and lockdown where there was not really much need for me to do my hair or get ready. And I think it got in the best condition it's ever been in. And I was only using a selected few products on it. And I kind of just got into a really good routine. And yeah, so I definitely feel like taking care of your hair and doing less will definitely give you a much healthier hair. And yeah, it kind of helps. I found it helped with growth as well. So yeah, less is definitely more.
I think with lockdown as well, like that must have been such a huge thing. I know it was for me, especially with blonde hair, obviously not dying it as much, but heat styling, which for me is like the one thing my hair can break really easily. And taking a little break from that, and I guess, you know, having more whatever our natural texture is, say mine is curly, I wore it curly a lot. I think giving it that break is just, it just works wonders.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously I know we can't do it all the time, like day to day, but if you can afford to take, maybe it's not dry on your hair every single time you wash it, or maybe I'm new to TikTok. So this is my new thing at the moment. And I've been seeing all these hacks and I need to try it. Honestly, I'll try it and I'll let you know how I get on. But have you seen where the girls have been getting, I think it looks like a long piece of, I don't know what it is, not like,
is it the robe? Almost like your dressing gown.
Yes, it's like the robe, like the belt. Yeah, and you wrap it. Have you tried it?
I haven't, but Annie, who I work with, she's got amazing hair. She did it, looked incredible. Oh, I think, I need you to do it.
The results are insane. Absolutely, I'm going to do it. So it literally is a dressing gown belt, isn't it? That's all I need.
I believe so.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. The heatless hair hacks.
See, that's all about it. Absolutely. So I try and keep it super simple. I think I only use, when I wash my hair, I try and do that even like less often than I was doing before. I think I try and leave my hair sort of every 3 to 4 days for a wash, because that's my hairdresser. This is the advice from my hairdresser. It's better just to leave your hair to do its thing. So I was like, okay, I'll go with it. And it seems to be working really well. I'm actually using the Aveda products at the moment. I'm using, I think it's their strengthening hair mask as my conditioner, and then I think it's also the strengthening shampoo. I'm really liking them. They're great. I've been using them for around maybe a year now, and I've definitely noticed the difference in my hair. So yeah, it's good.
I love Aveda. Such good product.
I do.
So good.
I do. And it smells amazing. I get like a whiff of my hair sometimes.
It smells like a spa. And you feel like you're in a spa situation in the shower in the morning. Perks you up for the day.
It's so true. Absolutely. I'm with you.
And do you have any like holiday hair tips? What are your kind of go-tos on holiday, be it styles or products that you pack?
Yeah, I think for me, and you probably know this being blonde, I feel like my hair does get quite frazzled, even if I'm not putting any heat on it, just from being in the sun. So I always like to take a hair mask away with me. One that I actually have been loving as well is the one from Colourwell, the Money Mask by Chris Appleton. That is brilliant. And the results are just, I'm going to be honest, I think it's one of the best I've tried. The results are instant and your hair is just, it's like, well, what is it? Chris calls it expensive hair and it feels like expensive hair. So yeah, it's great.
I love that mask as well. It's so good. Mm-hmm. Also like that it's in a tub and you can just like scoop as much out as you need.
I know. I think I take too much. I go to town with it. I need to relax a little bit.
When you go on holiday, are you quite good at like, say like hand luggage packing? I'm awful. I can't do hand luggage packing. But or do you like take loads of beauty products?
So we were literally having this conversation, me and the team, yesterday, and one of the girls was like, oh my gosh, like, but how do you take all of that makeup with you and your skincare with you if you've only got this little plastic bag to put it in? I was like, what do you mean little plastic bag? Absolutely not. I think I pay for about 23 kilograms of luggage. And about 20 of that is just my makeup and skincare. And I promise you, I'm not high maintenance. But for some reason, I think it's like my comfort having it all with me, just in case. In case, I never know what might happen, but I have it if I need it. Of course, I've got my lip balm then in my plastic bag, but that's me. I cannot go without probably everything I could possibly ever need.
But you just don't know what the holiday is going to throw your way. You don't
know
what you're
going to
need.
This is what I was saying. Exactly. I don't know how I'm going to be feeling. I don't know if I'm going to take it too far on day one and need after sun. Do you know what I mean? I just think it could go anyway. I need to be prepared.
Exactly. Fail to prepare, prepare to fail.
I like that.
And that's have been known. I don't know if this is embarrassing or not, if I should share it, but I've taken a few suitcases
too late now.
Before. Yeah, too late. One purely for products.
No, I really back that and support that. I'm going to go and tell everyone in the office that, because everyone was laughing at me. So if you're saying that's okay, I feel much better about what I've said. That's great.
I absolutely do. Yeah. And you know what? No shame. I did. There we go.
I thank you.
Thanks. Okay, let's go on to number four and to fragrance then. What is your best piece of fragrance advice?
I'm not necessarily sure if this is advice. I'm sorry, but I just feel like fragrance for me is such a special thing. I think a lot of people can relate to this. A smell can just take me to a certain place in my life or remind me of a certain memory or, I don't know, just something really special. And I love that so much. I love going into like Jo Malone and just smelling all the candles and their insane products. There's just so many amazing scent brands. I'm just a sucker every single time I go past a store with candles or perfumes or anything like that. I think for me, for example, my mum always, I cannot remember the name, I'm so sorry. My mum always used to wear this Dior perfume. And even when I smell that smell now, it just gives me the best feeling inside, like the warmest feeling. I have that perfume myself, but it does not smell the same as what it does in my mom. It's just like a whole different thing. So I do love that. And as I said, I love experimenting with different perfumes. And yeah, it's like a little bit of a hobby of mine. I love it. Like that.
I feel like you have fragrances for different moods. So if, you know, you're going into the office today and you're thinking of ideas for next year, do you have like your power fragrance and then do you have your chill fragrances? Do you like to work like that? Or do you just see what takes your fancy on the day?
I don't do that, but I really like that idea because even if I smell something, it'll remind me of like a time with Refi also. So maybe I need to start doing that. I like that idea. But no, I actually, on my dressing room, I actually have a side just full of my perfumes. And I honestly am just really random with it. I'm like, which one today? And just go for whatever one I'm feeling. But my kind of go-to right now, and it has been for a while, is the Baccarat Rouge one. I can't remember the exact name.
So
I think
good.
It's kind of... Oh, it's just the best, isn't it? It's just, and you don't need much at all. Like the smallest amount, I feel like it just smells incredible. But yeah, I absolutely love that one.
It's so rich and it, yes. I mean, I have two friends that wear it and it's just, you know, we talked about relating people with scent and it being so like they're two of my best friends and it just makes me feel really happy whenever I smell it.
Oh, I love that. It's so nice. Even everyone says to me when I'm in the office, they're like, can smell you, and I think I know which one that one is.
I know what they're talking about.
She's here.
Yeah, there you go. It's your power perfume.
That's so true. That is the perfume I was thinking of. To be fair.
And are you big into home scenting? I know you mentioned candles then. Like, what are the kind of scents you like to have around the house?
Yeah. So, do you know what I actually got as a gift this Christmas, and they've become my faves. Marks and Spencer's actually do their own range of candles and scents and soaps and different things. And I actually got, I think because I just moved apartments around that time, I think everyone thought, gosh, Jess loves smelly stuff, let's get her as much smelly stuff as possible. And everyone kind of got me the Marks and Spencer's products. I've never tried them, but they've become a firm fave. I think
I love that.
I don't want to say it, but they might be dupes for some well-known ones, but I think they smell incredible. Like in my bedroom, I've got the relaxing one. I think I've got the calming one in like my living room area. And it's just like we were talking about earlier, it just feels like a spa. I just love all the nice relaxing scents. And for example, every time I go back home to my apartment, it smells like home to me now. And again, a nice comforting smell.
I also love how you're switching it up between the rooms. I'm doing a house
I'm
renovation
chaos.
At the moment. And yeah, I swear to God, like when I sleep, I'm like, what's this room going to smell like?
With you. I think when I go to bed, I want to have a certain smell that relaxes me, sends me to sleep. But when I'm in a different room, not trying to sleep, I need a different scent. I feel like there's a time
there
and a place. Yeah.
I'm with you. Yeah. It's instinct, isn't it? It's got to go
it
with
is.
Our instincts.
So true. You have to.
Okay, perfect. Well, let's go on to your fifth piece of advice then and talk about self-care. What is your best piece of self-care advice?
I honestly think it's just when it comes to self-care, this is something that I have become really big on, I think, lately. I think when life gets so busy, it is so important to take time for yourself. And I think my piece of advice just would be, whatever makes you feel peaceful and happy, do that, prioritize that every day, even if it's for 20 minutes. I just think it's so important. For me personally, I really enjoy exercising or going for a walk. It just seems to be kind of the one time of my day where it's just all about something for me. And I just think that's so important. So like I said, whatever it might be, if it's reading a book or if it's watching a series or if it's literally doing nothing or going for a run for miles and miles, whatever makes you feel good, I think it's important that we at least try and make a tiny bit of time every day for that.
And like you say, we give so much time to other people, which of course is amazing, but yeah, we give a lot of ourselves to other people, and to take a little bit of time to yourself, be it half an hour in the bath or whatever, you know, your exercise routine, it's your, you know, your form of self-care and like reclaiming me time.
Definitely. And I just think it's so easy if you can sit and watch something on the TV, like a series or a program, 30 minutes. Like, what is that? It flies by. So you can give that 30 minutes to one thing, that whether it is doing exactly that or something else, you should absolutely prioritize that.
I am wholeheartedly with you on that. And in terms of exercise, you know, being your thing, what are your kind of go-to sports or exercises that you like?
I actually really like just using weights in the gym, like dumbbells. I don't do anything crazy. I think for me, I'm not even, obviously it's great to feel fit and healthy, but I think it's not even about that for me. As I said, I think it is more just that one time of the day where it is something for me. It makes me feel good. I enjoy it. It's nothing too strenuous. I actually use my friend Chrissy's app. It's the Tonin Sculpt app, and it's really amazing. It's a platform for women, and there's just so many incredible exercises on there, and her workouts only take me 20, 30 minutes. They're super easy to do, and yeah, it's just something that's doable in my day if it's a busy day.
And you can take that app into the gym with you, your setup, you just choose your workout, and it kind of leads you along.
Absolutely. It's so simple. So there's not really an excuse for me not to be able to do that. But if I'm not feeling doing that, which is absolutely fine as well, then I love walking. I don't know why. I think that's a hobby that also came out of lockdown. There wasn't much else to do. And I just used to love taking a minute, going for a walk. And that's kind of been something that stuck with me. And I think it has for a lot of people as well. I think people have made a bit more time for walking, which sounds so simple, but
no,
if you're so busy, you could just, you're probably the same. You can end up sat still for hours and hours, and then the day is done sometimes and you haven't actually really moved. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so with you. And I have to say, I actually miss the lockdown walks. I know we could only go out once a day, but because you could only go out
once
a day.
We made the most of it.
I made the most of that hour or whatever we were, however long we were allocated. And I really enjoyed it and appreciated it. And yeah, no, I'm big into walking.
Definitely. And I think that was exactly it. There wasn't much else to do. So just going for a walk, not even just walking from A to B, like a place A to B, it was actually just the thing of walking and just taking in like where we live, etc. So no, I think it was just the simple things, wasn't it? I think it's a good thing that some of those are translated into life now as well.
I agree. Healthy hair, walks, banana bread.
Oh gosh. Do you know what? I'm not getting enough of that. Did you? How did that go?
The other day. Which was fine, but it just makes me laugh. Like, yeah, there are some good things that came out of lockdown.
Well, that is a smell that will forever remind me of that time.
Yeah, actually me too. Although I think I burnt the lockdown ones, but we won't
care. Oh no.
And actually, while we're on the lighthearted note, we finish each episode with just talking about any beauty blunders, like funny beauty blunders of the past. Have you had any?
I definitely have. And one that will haunt me forever, I think it was a time where I was at school, and a bit like yourself, I've got quite fair hair and my eyebrows were very, very fair at this time. And I just remember thinking, oh gosh, I'm going to dye them. I'm going to make them look more defined. Obviously, I've always been into the brow. And I actually got a dye kit. I think it's from Boots. I can't remember the name now. And I did it from home myself, thinking it was a great idea. But obviously, I didn't read the instructions. So did that. Didn't realize how long to leave it on for. And I didn't do a very clean job either. It was all the way up to my hairline nearly. No, it wasn't that bad. It was just everywhere, basically. and then took it off eventually. And I think a lot of us will have been there, but my brows were literally, I like dark brows, don't get me wrong, but these were like slugs on my face. And to go from a very fair brow to that, I was so embarrassed. And when you're younger as well,
it was
so embarrassing. That was the inspiration behind Refine. No, I'm joking. But I just remember everyone that I saw for at least a good week, when they were speaking to me, they were speaking to my brows. Do you know what I mean? And it was just, oh, yeah. So I would never make that mistake again.
But I dye my brows at home as well. And sometimes, like, if I'm it's tired, it's late, and I'll accidentally put, like, the tint too high. You've got to be careful with the tint.
You have to. Us fair go girls, no. We have to be so careful.
We know. Well, thank you so much for sharing that and for all of your amazing advice, Jess. It's been brilliant to chat with you, and thank you to everyone for listening. Thank you for being with us on this episode of Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. If you've enjoyed listening, please tell your friends about us, and as ever with podcasts, please subscribe and give us a rating. It all really helps to spread the word. See you next time. And thanks again to Absolute Collagen for supporting this episode of Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. As the original collagen specialist, thousands of people swear by their formulas for daily skin, hair, and nail health, as well as increasing energy levels in a natural way. Head to absolutecollagen.com to discover more, try it for yourself, and become an absoluter.